Yo, it's your boy Marcus Scott, aka the Caramel Poppy, and this is the Caramel Poppy Show. Hold up. Yo. I'm tight, my nigga, I'm tight. I ain't gonna sit here and lie. I ain't gonna act like I've been having a good week. No, I've been having a badass fucking week. Niggas been getting on my nerve, alright? Fucking Best Buy, fucking. I'm about to go on a rant right now, bro. Alright, so beginning of the week, boom. I ordered a baked potato with cheese from Wendy's. Through Uber Eats now, okay? These motherfuckers give me fucking cheese fries. I'm tight. Cause I was craving that shit all day. You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting in the crib. I'm like, damn, I want a fucking baked potato with cheese. Now, the only spots that have a good baked potato with cheese, if you're from Harlem, then you know about PD Steakhouse. Now, they got good-ass baked potato with cheese because the cheese is all, you know, melted and shit. And the baked potato's, like, mad big. I'm like, fuck, let me... They ain't got no PDs out here where I'm at. So, I'm like... Let me go get this baked potato from, you know, Wendy's. You know, you can't go wrong with little old Wendy's. Wrong. Them niggas sent me cheese fries. And now I'm sitting there eating the shits, and the shits gave me heartburn. I was mad. You know what I'm saying? I got my little $4.50 back or whatever. But that's not what I wanted. That's not what I wanted. So, I'm already mad because of that. You feel me? So, boom. I let that slide. I pre-ordered Cyberpunk. Pre-ordered that shit from Best Buy. Okay? I've been waiting for this game since they announced this shit, alright? I play video games. If you know about Cyberpunk, you know that they announced it or they showed a teaser for this shit. In 2012, 2013, bro, I was a freshman in high school. The game looked... It was just a fucking teaser with a chick with robot arms. And it wasn't no gameplay and shit. A couple years later, they show some gameplay or whatever. They're like, yo, you know, this is supposed to come out for the, you know, the Xbox One, PS4. Boom. Shit got delayed mad times, okay? Even with this year. It's supposed to come out in 2019, if I'm not wrong. I think it got delayed. Or it was supposed to come out... In 2020, it got delayed like 3 times because it was supposed to come at the top of 2020. They moved it to the spring. It was supposed to come out in November, and they delayed it by another month. So we just got it. Today is the 11th. It came out yesterday from the time of this recording. Pre-ordered from Best Buy. You're supposed to get like a free steel bookcase. Okay, so basically, it's an incentive for you to pre-order it from their fucking store. Okay, I know you guys probably pre-order games before from GameStop to get like, you know, little in-game content, or you probably pre-ordered something from, I don't know what these kids play, Fortnite, and get some, I don't know. You know, you pre-order shit to get, you know, nice little things and shit just for the fuck's sake of it. I wanted to steal a bookcase. Technically speaking, you know, I wanted to have a physical copy of the game, so I'm like, let me get it from Best Buy. They're giving this away for free. No other store's doing that. Wrong. I'm in fucking Jersey. Nigga sent me an email talking about, yo, your item is available for pickup Tuesday the 7th. So earlier this week, they said I could pick the game up. It said it was ready for pickup. I said, what? So I'm like, this can't be true, because the game comes out on Thursday on the 10th. I'm like, hold up. Let me call these niggas. Call them. Boop, 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 boop. Phone's ringing. Dring. 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 Nobody picking up. I'm like, all right. Let me call the Best Buy in Jersey, because this must be some mistake. If it's a mistake, then another store would notice, because, you know, I hope I wasn't the only one that received that email. Call the one in Jersey. Bring, bring, bring. Nobody fucking picks up. So now I'm like, okay. I don't want to waste my time. Mind you, they sent me this email like at 11:30. Okay. So I'm trying to figure out this whole morning. if I could go pick the shit up, because I don't want to waste my time and go out there. You know what I'm saying? I'm always in the city. I just happened to pre-order this shit while I was in the city and stuff, you know, because I'd be back and forth. I go through the tech support thing. These motherfuckers is clueless. They told me, we can't see anything on our end from the in-store orders. I'm like, what? What the fuck? How you can't see? What the fuck? Listen, that's not even a question. I just want to know, can I pick this shit up today? Is this an error? Nobody in the tech support could have told me that. Okay, so I'm like, you know what? I'm going off of good faith, goodwill. Okay, think positive and positive things will happen. That's what they said. I went all the way over there. I traveled like 30, 45 minutes or whatever. Get over there. I run up the escalators. I said, excuse me, miss. Hey, I'm here for a pickup. Okay, I didn't want to sound like a game head or a nerd or whatever and stuff. So she's like, oh, what's the item? I said, a video game. I didn't even want to say it was for Cyberpunk because I didn't want to sound like a fiend or whatever and shit. So she's like, you got ID? I said, yes, I do. All the time. I whipped out my ID. I said, wah. Here, take that. She checked it. I gave her the receipt. She's looking at it. She's like, okay. So she goes to this little thing. It looked like there's probably a little safe or whatever, or a little cage where they keep the stuff at. I'm like, okay, cool. She's checking it. She's over there for a long time. So I'm like, damn, don't take that long to fucking get the game, bitch. She's like, come on, bring that motherfucker here. All right? She bring the shit. No, Matt Paul, she didn't even bring it. She was struggling over there. I don't know what the fuck was going on. So, I see her pull out the walkie-talkie. Once I seen her pull out the walkie-talkie, I'm like, oh, shit. So, there's a problem. So, she's like, roger. Can I get somebody over here, please? Okay, nobody comes. So, she rogers it again. Roger. The other chick, these chicks don't know nothing about games or pre-orders. I don't know if Best Buy does pre-orders at this location for other items, but pre-orders is a thing, okay? So, I'm like, okay, nobody knows. That's cool. That's fine. They're only here for pickup. You know, they work at the pickup section. Homeboy comes through. Oh, I don't know about video games. Because they didn't know how to do the pre-order. Bitch, this is how the pre-order works. You take the receipt, you give me my game. It's paid off in full. Can't you see? Right? Mind you, I had this game pre-ordered since September, okay? September. The game came out in December. God didn't know, so they called somebody else. Now this chick, like, she be doing some anime, or she be playing video games, and, you know, streaming on Twitch with them kitty headphones and shit or whatever. She comes over here. She's like, oh, you're here for a pickup, right? So she goes to the computer. The computer says that I could pick this shit up. So I'm trying to figure, because that's what the lady says. So I'm like, okay, so why the fuck I can't pick this shit up? They're like, oh. The lady comes out and says, oh, you're here for pickup? She types in the computer. She's like, oh, it's not ready for pickup, love. She said that the game comes out on the 10th. So she's aware. She knows what the fuck Cyberpunk is. She knows it comes out on the 10th if it doesn't say it in the system. Because she knows it comes out on the 10th, but the system's saying that I can get it today. So I'm like, all right, I'm confused, God. You see me, I'm about to start making a show because this is where you get your little discounts. This is where you get gift cards and benefits from, okay? I wasn't in the wrong. They told me to come out. I said, you sure? I said, look, I showed her the email. Don't touch my phone. Look, it says I could pick it up. It was ready on a Monday. It said I could pick it up on a Tuesday, okay? I just want to get my game, please. She's like, oh, no, we can't do that. It comes on the 10th. I'm like, you serious? I said, yeah, I just traveled all the way from Jersey. You know what I'm saying? I traveled an hour. Even though it wasn't an hour, I had to exaggerate to make them feel bad. But these bitches didn't feel no sympathy for me. I'm like, what? I said, okay, you know what? I got a trick for y'all, little ass. I went on a little Reddit subpost. People were saying, oh, contact Best Buy. They'll give you like a $10 coupon. I said, word. Called the lady up. It was an Indian lady, okay? Shout out to my Indians, okay? But you know I'm going to have to do the voice. Hello? Thank you for calling Best Buy Customer Service. How may I help you? Hey, I'm sorry to bother you. I pre-ordered an item and they told me I could pick it up today. I went to the store and they told me I can't get it and it wasn't ready. It was falsified in the email. So, you know, I want to know what was going on. Even though I knew what was going on and shit. Put the whole front up and shit. So after she, you know, tells me, oh, I am going to reassure you that
Your item will be available on the 10th, and I will make sure that you get your item.
That's what she told me. She was about to hang up. I said, whoa, hold up. I said, listen, I need to make sure that my fucking item is there. Because you see, you guys did this once already. It's bad enough the shit was supposed to come out in November. It got delayed. That's not your fault. But the fact that y'all sent me an email, I said, I need to make sure. So I don't, because I traveled an hour to get out here. And I said, on top of that, this is not even my fault. Because this could have been prevented if somebody at that store picked up the phone. Nobody picked up the phone at neither location that I called. Okay? Nobody in tech support could have helped me. So this could have been prevented. Because she was telling me it was basically an error and that they sent out an email saying it was an accident. But let me tell you this. That first email that told me to pick this shit up came in at 11:30 in the morning. The email where they said it was an error, 3:30. You shitting me? You telling me? Like, come on. Like, that's a big gap in between. I was already over in the city before the fucking email came through. I said, you know what? She was like, I'm sorry. She said, you know, for your troubles, I am going to give you a $10 Best Buy gift certificate that you could use towards anything, okay? Is that okay? What you mean? Yes, that's okay. I mean, unless you're going to give me more. But listen, I ain't picky. I can't be picky. I can't be greedy. I am fully grateful. Thank you for your time, miss. I really appreciate your support and help. Boom. Got my thing. Still mad, okay? I got the $10, didn't get the game, I wasted car fare, I'm mad, okay? I'm already mad, alright? Then, I'm arguing with some nigga in the fucking downtown and shit, some old nigga and shit, all up in the place and shit, all up in the way and shit, acting mad disrespectful and shit, or whatever. I'm like, yo, come, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to box somebody's father up, or some grandfather or whatever. Then they could come out and tell me, I will get my son to shoot you in your head. What? You gonna get your son to come shoot me in my head? Please do it. Please fucking do it. Because I need to see this. I need to see this shit. Because you got me fucked up. And the fact that you out here and you homeless and you what is it? Your son got a gun? You better tell that nigga to go sell that shit. You better go tell him to pawn it. Does your son know that his father's out here begging niggas for money and shit all up in niggas' faces in the middle of a pandemic? You know what I'm saying? I'm already mad. You know what I'm saying? So you coming over to me or you coming over to other people and you're not even being respectful. You mad fucking close too. Social distance, 6 feet. CDC guidelines, the fuck? This is a bad week for me. Oh. Like. Oh, wait. Here's the icing on the cake. That steel bookcase. Ooh. Did I talk about that already? No, I didn't. Early in the morning, I get to Best Buy to pick up the game. Boom. This is yesterday. I go up the stairs. I'm like, hey, I'm sorry about this. I'm here to pick up my pre-order. Boom. Rip out the receipt. I got the ID ready. I already know the protocols already. Gave it to the guy. Now, there's another guy going to pick up the game, but I guess they ran out of steel bookcase. But this nigga was going hard because he had the girl on the phone. I don't know what the fuck they was talking about, but they were saying something that they didn't have enough steel bookcases that they ran out. So, I'm acting dumb. I'm like, hey. So he, you know, the guy's getting the stuff ready. He's about to give me the game. I said, wait, hold on. Doesn't this come with a steel bookcase? He's like, yeah, but we ran out. You know, they allocate. I heard the lady say that. When they took the pre-orders, they didn't take into consideration that, okay, if we got X amount of pre-orders by this date, then we need to have X, you know, the same amount for steel bookcase. So the people that got the pre-order also got the bookcase. I don't know how many they had, but they didn't have enough. And them just sold out, and it was only 11 o'clock in the morning. They opened up at 10. Okay, so I'm already mad because I'm like, the fuck? You sat here and said, if I pre-order this shit, I get a free steel bookcase. I don't got a steel bookcase. I pre-ordered this shit in September. That means I was pre-ordered it a long time ago. Why wasn't it a bookcase for me put to the side? Yes, I sound like a Karen. Yes, I sound petty. But this ain't right. My fucking week was shitty as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Now they gonna sit here and tell me they don't got the steel bookcase after I just traveled over here the other day to get the game and niggas didn't even have it ready for me? Are you shitting me? Yes, it's a steel bookcase. I don't give a fuck about that shit. But that's the point and the principle. The fuck? I could have just went to GameStop and pre-ordered it and, you know, got my little discounts there and shit because, you know, I got the membership and all that other good shit. But never again. Fuck you, Best Buy. Damn, that just blew my shit. Like, I was so mad. I wanted to get my refund and then go to fucking GameStop and get the shit. That's how petty I am. But I didn't do that. Okay? I'm having a bad fucking week, alright? Niggas keep getting me tight, alright? I don't know, alright? This is just a rant, okay? I'm not even talking about shit. Don't even get me started with fucking Christmas, okay? And these fucking stimulus checks. These niggas had us waiting more than fucking 6 months to be like, yo, you know what? We gonna give y'all $600. Y'all not gonna get $1,200. Y'all gonna get half of that. You telling me Nancy Pelosi and Steve Mnuchin, whatever his name is, okay? Y'all niggas couldn't come up to a deal? Y'all all stuck in y'all ways of, I want this, I want that, I want chocolate, I want gum. Nobody thinking about the fucking people. Fuck Democrats, fuck Republicans, fuck black or white. We talk about humans. We talk about people that are in need. You know what I'm saying? There's people that's hungry. There's people that's homeless. There's people that's about to face eviction later this month because rent protection ends. And y'all niggas sitting here crying about if we could fucking fund a school or fund a fucking restaurant. You shitting me? You worried about bailing out businesses? You worried about bailing out airlines and shit or whatever when y'all niggas ain't even supposed to be flying? That doesn't make no sense. You want to bail out airlines for it. The fuck? Give these niggas some type of pay. Hold them down or whatever. Close up the airports. Nobody should even be traveling right now. The fuck? The numbers is going up in New York. It's going up in the whole states and shit. It's flu season and shit. City MD got long ass lines for fucking testing. You don't know who the fuck on that line is sick. Y'all niggas sitting here worried about some dumb shit. Fucking restaurants. Restaurants should have been closed, honestly. Niggas can't even wear their mask, fucking walk into the store. What makes you think a grown man gonna sit here and follow CDC guidelines in a fucking restaurant? Not even in a fucking club. Have you been to Astoria? It's fucking crazy over there. Nobody got a fucking mask on because everyone think they untouchable. Mind you, ain't no black people up there. It's a few, but most of the people ain't black. I'm just gonna say that. Not to do the race thing, but now you see where the problem stems from, okay? If you know the story, you know what the discography is over there and stuff, okay? Those people, they're always in their ways and stuff, so they're going to do what they want, okay? They got money. They don't give a fuck. They live in life on the edge, okay? That's how I feel, all right? They gave us $600. That puts the icing on the cake. Telling me we waited all this long for $600. You know what I was gonna do with that $600? I don't even know. I was gonna probably invest it or something like that. Or, I don't know, pay a bill or something. You know what I'm saying? But $600? After you made us wait, do we even get retroactive? Unemployment's finished. They don't even got a plan for that shit. Y'all niggas is wildin', bro. Y'all niggas is wrong. I don't like this country. I don't like this city. I don't like this state. You feel me? Everybody been fucking up my orders all week, okay? What's next? What the fuck is next? My check ain't gonna come or whatever? Because they gonna be like coronavirus stimulus deductions? Y'all niggas stupid? Are y'all serious? This is what gets me tight. This is why I be ranting, because y'all niggas can't get y'all shit together. These fucking stores, these businesses, niggas fighting over PS5s and shit, or fucking hungry. Everybody got a fucking PS5, but did anyone buy a PS5 for their kid? No. Grown men buying PS5, selling it for $1,200. That's a fucking price of a stimulus check we didn't get. Y'all all fucked up. All y'all niggas. Okay, I'm tired of this shit. This should be no reason why everyone out here acting all dumb and stupefied. The fuck? Fighting with crackheads. Fighting with these people to fucking put a mask on and shit. These inconsiderate bastards on the train. Nobody want to wear a mask. Everyone, you got old people not wearing masks. That gets me tight because your old ass about to die already. You got respiratory problems. You got some type of health problem. And your ass think you Superman? I don't understand these niggas. The fuck? Yes, I'm cursing up a storm on this shit. Because I don't understand. This is my podcast. It's unfiltered. And I'm going to say what the fuck I want to say. And nobody ain't going to tell me shit. Okay? Y'all niggas is wildin'. Get y'all shit together. Y'all niggas all worried about the wrong fucking thing. All these fucking people out here getting fast money and shit. Scamming the poor or whatever. Or scamming the rich, whoever you want to say. Or whatever. In the middle of a pandemic and shit. And nobody doing nothing with their fucking money. Why does other people fucking hurting and shit? You want to be a Robin Hood? Give back to your fucking community with the fucking money that y'all niggas stealing. That's how I feel right now. Yes, I'm on my bullshit right now. Fuck out of here. Yo, it's your boy Marcus Scott, a.k.a. the Caramel Poppy. I'm tight. I'm fessed up. All right? Yo, stay safe. Wear your fucking mask. Wash your fucking hands and wash your ass. I'm out.